Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, the Western world is in danger. We the people have become like strangers, taking holes in opinions while the fabric decays.
For the greed of the few, how much the innocent pay.
And the children are watching. If you hear how they pray, then you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe what's there on the eve of destruction. Think of this green earth, a tropical rainforest. Then take a look around. Sahara Desert. You want to cut it down, burn it to the ground, leave barren and waste, till there's no room for living, animals, rivers, and lakes, and there's nothing to stop it but a miracle of faith. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, and you don't believe, but still on the eve of destruction.
Good morning, people. This is Dusty, one of the writers over at Roundtree 7. That's roundtree7.com. They are the sponsors of today's show here at Gwen's usual haunt, Here Be Monsters. I'll be occupying the seat for at least an hour. I'm going to try to do two. We'll see how it goes. For those who know me, they know I have a bad back. I recently had back surgery. On the Occupy Together homepage today, they're listing all the different events that are happening all over the United States. One of the first ones is that they have listed is the Occupy San Francisco is taking it to the streets today. The Occupy Wall Street group that's actually in New York has finally released their declaration of the occupation of the cities today, and it's a quite long one. I could read part of it to you if you'd like. Says, as we gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people, united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors. That a democratic government derives its just power from the people, but corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth, and that no true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations, which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality, run our governments. We have peaceably assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. They have taken our houses through illegal foreclosure processes despite not having the original mortgage. They have taken bailouts from taxpayers with impunity and continue to give executives exorbitant bonuses. They have perpetuated inequality and discrimination in the workplace based on age, the color of one's skin, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. They have poisoned the food supply through negligence and undermine the farming system through monopolization. They have profited off of the torture, confinement, and cruel treatment of countless non-human animals and actively hide these practices. It goes on and on and on and on. You can read it on the website. OccupyTogether.org has a link to it through their recent Twitter activity. That's where I would go look at it. Or you can go right to, the front page of OccupyTogether.org and look over at their recent Twitter activity, and it's the first one at the top there. It says, the New York General Assembly has released a statement of principles. Please share this with all of your Occupy friends and neighbors. And so that's what we're asking you to do here today, too. If you're going to write about this or talk to people about the occupation that's now spreading across the entire United States. I'm going to play a clip from... Sank on Young Turks. He did a good piece yesterday. It's called "The Cavalry Is Coming," and he goes on to talk about all the different unions that are joining forces today with the Occupy Wall Streeters. Here it is.
I have good news for you all. Occupy Wall Street, the cavalry is coming. I'm actually very excited by this, as you can tell. The Transit Workers Union Local 100's Executive Committee has decided unanimously they will be supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement. Here come the unions. But they're not the only ones. Are you ready for this? A union-backed organization that has a coalition of the different unions in New York is planning a rally on October 5th to help the Occupy Wall Street movement. Furthermore, the SEIU 32BJ, which represents doormen, security guards, maintenance workers, are planning an October 12th rally to support Occupy Wall Street. Here comes the cavalry! Look, the reason I love this, among others, is that when they began, no one believed, especially in the mainstream media. A bunch of kids going to protest Wall Street. All my rich friends say they love Wall Street. Why would anybody want to join them? Well, that's because the rest of the country knows that Wall Street robbed us. And if you stuck in there and you stuck to your guns and your principles, and, you know, through literally rain and sleet, etc., you hung in there, at some point people turn around and go, you know what, those guys are right. And we got to go back them up. It gets better. Right now, the Postal Workers Union, the New York Metro Area Postal Union, and SEIU 1199 are also considering joining the movement. Part of the reason for that is that the postal workers are having trouble on their own. They were doing a rally, and here comes 100 protesters from the Occupy Wall Street movement, etc., that come and join the protest, and they come with drums. They're like, here we go. Let's get it on. There you go. Here we go. Here we go. Bring it, right? And you know what? The postal workers were like, hey, you know what? We needed that help, man. And it turns out these guys are on our side. Yes, exactly. Here's a union official, Michael Kink. He says, quote, their fight is our fight. They've chosen the right targets. We also want to see a society where folks other than the top 1% have a chance to say how things go. And you know what? That really does sum it up, because this is all of our fights. This isn't just a bunch of, you know, young guys who got together and are mad at Wall Street. You think they're the only ones? The people in New York and Washington that are in power have vastly underestimated, honestly, the intelligence of the rest of us, where they think, oh, they won't figure out that Wall Street totally got rich as they destroyed the economy, and that they have record bonuses right now and record profits and record cash reserves, as we have over 9% unemployment, as we lost how many millions of jobs? 11 million jobs by the last count, as we're getting devastated, and they keep doing cuts on us, and they keep giving billions and trillions to the bankers, that we wouldn't notice, that we wouldn't be angry at Wall Street, who, by the way, bought all of our politicians. Well, you were wrong. We did notice. And that rally started, and in the beginning it was small, but it grows larger. I love it.
I saw Cowboys versus Aliens before I saw this, and I was like, well, it was okay. It wasn't loathsome. It was, you know, whatever. And then I saw Attack the Block, and I thought, fuck Cowboys versus Aliens. That movie is bullshit. This is how you do it.
There's your blurb. Then.
Therefore, ten.
And that was Sank on Young Turks yesterday with his piece called "The Cavalry Is Coming, Occupy Wall Street." If anybody wants to call in, the guest call-in number is 213-816-0357. Once again, here be monsters. Usually Gwen Berry has got her butt parked here, but today my name is Dusty, and I'll be your host for the next hour at least, if not 2 hours. We are being sponsored by Roundtree7.com. That's Roundtree and the number 7.com. Speaking of the one of my favorite topics to bitch about, the corporate media, Rupert Murdoch's latest acquisition, the Wall Street Journal, actually had a piece up today about the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street movement, and it was under Censorship in America, and the name of their article, they're actually linking to another site called censorshipinamerica.com, and the title of the article on the Wall Street Journal today, though, is If it bleeds, it leads. Why it took police violence to make the media notice Occupy Wall Street. And that's something that Gwen and I, myself and other individuals have been talking about for the last week on this radio show about how the media only sat up and took notice once Inspector, what's his name, Anthony Bologna, once he started pepper spraying people with malice aforethought. But if anybody wants to call in, give us a call. Like we said, we're supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement and the whole OccupyTogether.org movement that started. The events are numerous today all over the United States. They've got them in the Midwest. Occupy Chicago, Occupy Cincinnati, Occupy Cleveland, Occupy Columbus. They have them in the Northeast, Occupy Albany, Occupy Binghamton, Occupy Boston, Occupy D.C. There are even some in the Southwest. They have Occupy Arkansas, Occupy Asheville, Occupy Atlanta, Occupy Birmingham. Well, that'll be a good one. In the Southwest, we have Occupy Albuquerque, Occupy Austin, Occupy Dallas, Occupy Houston, Occupy Phoenix, Occupy San Antonio, and Occupy Houston, Tucson. We have a big one in Los Angeles that's revving up. That one's called Occupy Los Angeles, obviously. There's one called Occupy Las Vegas, Occupy Eugene in Oregon, Occupy Denver, Occupy Colorado Springs. There's even one called Occupy Boise. There's Occupy San Diego, my old stomping grounds. Of course, there's Occupy San Francisco, Occupy San Jose, Occupy Seattle. The list is pretty long. But the OccupyTogether.org site is a great place for information and knowledge. There's downloadable posters for people that want to attend any of these, so you can print them out. It gives you all the events. You can click on the specific ones, and it will tell you where each one is happening and what time. So it's a pretty well organized event. And when you consider all the cities that this is happening in, I'm personally quite amazed at how well it's being organized. And a few people on the left that I've read some blogs on who have been knocking it for not having a cohesive message or not being organized. I really don't think they've spent too much time checking out a lot of these sites where they're actually organizing all of this information and getting it out to the people. Of course, there's also the social media networks through Facebook. There's various Facebook sites. There's also the live Twitter feeds that you can, if you're always on the Twitter, you can find those at hashtag Occupy Wall Street. You'll be able to start there, and you can move from there to all the various cities, I'm sure. In fact, let me see what's over there on Twitter today. Let's see what's going on. See if there's a... Oh, and the other thing I was going to bring up today was, because I uploaded it so I could play it today, was something that went really viral, and the Republicans are actually trying like hell to make money off it, is the rant that Elizabeth Warren did on taxes and corporations. I uploaded that so I could play it. It's a two-minute clip, so I'm going to put that on right now while I go check out what's going on Twitter so I can let you guys know. Here it is. This is Elizabeth Warren's rant on taxes and corporations. I swear it's there.
My favorite part of looking at this whole, we got this whole $1 trillion on tax cuts for the rich under George Bush. We got into this whole $2 trillion on two wars that we put on a credit card for our children and grandchildren to pay off. And we got into this whole $1 trillion on a Medicare drug program that A, was not paid for, and B, is 40% more expensive than it needs to be because it was a giveaway to the drug company. So we just have, I mean, that's just $4 trillion right there. So part of the way you fix this problem is, like, don't do those things. I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you, but I want to be clear, you moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
Yep.
You hired workers the rest of us paid to educate. You were safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for. You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone to protect against this because of the work the rest of us did. Now look, you built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it. But part of the underlying social contract is you take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid who comes along.
And that was Elizabeth Warren telling us how she feels about what's going on in the United States. And in case some people aren't aware, she's running for office now. She's running for Scott Brown's seat in Massachusetts. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller at 712 area code. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Mona. Mona Shaw. I don't know if you can. It sounds like you can't hear me.
No, I can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm new at this, so I'm still playing with the buttons. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, it's Mona Shaw, Gwen.
Hi, how are you doing today? What do you have to say?
It's Mona Shaw, the one who you asked to call in, who's going to Washington October 2/11.
Okay, this is Dusty. This isn't Gwen.
Oh, sorry, Dusty. I thought it was Gwen. Gwen had asked me to call in. So I thought, I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. Do you have something you'd like to say, though? Help us out here. I'm
brand
new at this.
I can call back another time. She had asked me to call in to talk about October 2011 because I'm going to that action next week.
Oh, very good. Why don't you tell us about that?
I only have a few minutes today because I have to leave for another appointment soon. I want to say this to you up front, that I want to be your friend just because I love the cat and the tinfoil hat. I have used that and copied that, and it's one of my favorite things.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm getting some weird feedback. I don't know if you can hear it, where there's a sound delay that's coming over my headphones as I'm talking to you. It's very, very strange, but I don't.
Did it go away?
No. If it's not causing you problems, I can put up with it. I just want to make sure But yeah, it's like there's a 30-second delay, and I'm hearing the things that we're saying again. But oh well.
If you're listening online, you have to mute the online one once you're on the radio.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see if I know how to do that. Let me try that. If that makes a difference.
Hit the speaker button on the online.
I did. That fixed it. Great.
Yay.
Thank you. Yay, yeah. So, yes, I'm leaving next week, and I'm joining approximately 5,000 to 10,000 other people. We don't know how many for sure yet, to gather in Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C.
All right.
For an occupation we're planning there that's not unsimilar from the one that's been happening in New York City. October 2011 has been planned for about 4 or 5 months now. Organizers have been working on it. And what we basically plan to do is go there and sit there until we get some sort of response from the empire that they're going to make some very serious and fundamental changes. Some of the demands that we're going to be asking for are on the website. So if there are people for the people that are listening, if you go to October2011.org, the month October 2011 www.thefuelhouse.org. There's a wealth of information about that action.
Great. I'm glad you gave the website, Mona. Are you guys going to be speaking to any of the senators or Congress cruisers?
There are some people who are going to have appointments, actually, with their Congress people. I'm personally am past that. I'm 60 years old, Dusty, and I've been an activist since I was 10, and a serious activist since I was 10. So I've been writing them since I was 10, and it hasn't done any good. I still write them, by the way. In fact, I don't know what a week is like if I don't get a letter back from Senator Grassley and Tom Harkin, and my state representatives know me on a first name basis and basically see me as a gadfly troublemaker because I've been doing this for so many years here in Iowa. But it doesn't do any good because they are bought and paid for and owned by Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. I'm represented by Kevin McCarthy, so I know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to your own representative. But, you know, I was thinking maybe some people would go to see Bernie Sanders or because, you know, Bernie's on our side. Bernie's one of the few people in Congress that you know, supports everything. You know, he's not even a Democrat, God bless him. He's an independent, actually a socialist, I believe, and I don't want to be quoted on that.
Well, Bernie's certainly a whole lot better than any of the rest of them there, but he does get out there, in fact, and stump for Democrats. In fact, he was in my state this last week at my Senator Tom Harkin's annual fundraiser, raising money for Democrats. So Bernie could be better, and even Bernie gives in to money sometimes. I know I worked very hard with other national workers on single-payer health care in 2009, and Bernie was a great champion for that, but at the end of the day, he supported Obamacare, and that's a terrible bill, and it was very sad for me to see him do that. But yeah, I agree with you, Dusty. He's way better than the rest of them, and I won't stop talking to them. But sort of like the people in New York, I'm also past that. I think it's time to sort of quit taking my little bowl and asking for more gruel and saying, you guys need to change, and demanding that change.
Well, the system is broken.
It is. It's terribly broken. That money is so insidiously powerful. And it owns them, and until we get the money out of it, we're never going to have democracy. They're even talking now, I don't know if you read this lately, sweetie, but they're talking about putting elections on hiatus for a couple of years and letting super committees, like the new super committee Obama did, decide things because Congress is in deadlock. That's not a joke. That's part of the plan. So even the pretense of democracy could be diminished.
It'll disappear.
Right.
They want to make it
right.
Disappear. If they had it their way, they'd make it disappear.
They would, and essentially they have. I mean, they choose the candidates. I mean, they choose the winners by bankrolling them. We get to walk into a voting booth and get some idea that we have some kind of a choice when we walk in there because we fill in circles next to someone's name, but we get no say over who ends up on that ballot.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
We really don't.
The system is broken, and it's not going to change until we get them all out and start over again. But, you know, until then, we have to keep screaming and bitching. So thank you very much for calling in, Mona. You'll have to call and give Gwen reports when you're up there, because I'm sure she'll be more than happy to put you on the line when you actually get up there.
Absolutely.
On her regular Saturday show.
You
have a good day.
It's October 2011.org. I'm sure there'll be live streams. Thanks, Dusty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Mona. She's going to be in D.C. at the event that's going up there next week. I was speaking about Senator Bernie Sanders. He was on Keith Olbermann's show last night. I would like to play the interview that Olbermann did with Bernie Sanders, and they talked about Occupy Wall Street quite a bit. So here's that clip right now.
With labor unions and progressive organizations now joining Occupy Wall Street and similar Occupy protests planned around the country, the possibility exists that together they might be synthesizing something this country seemingly has not had in decades, an active, motivated left coalition to counter the right wing. I'm joined now by one of the leading progressive voices on Capitol Hill, Senator Bernie Sanders, the Independent of Vermont. Senator, thanks again for your time tonight.
My pleasure.
Is that what is happening here, dare I say this, an American left is forming?
Well, I certainly hope so. The middle class is collapsing in America today. Poverty is increasing, and institutions like Wall Street have enormous power over our economy and political life. So we desperately need a coming together of working people to stand up to Wall Street, corporate America, and say enough is enough. We need to rebuild the middle class in this country, and you guys can't have it all.
How long do you think it's been since we've had an active, viable left, even one comparable to the right? Is it Reagan, pre-Reagan? Is it Vietnam era?
It's been a very, very long time, Keith. There's no question about that. But what I appreciate about what's going on in New York City right now is there is a spotlight being focused on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
We desperately need that. If we're going to get out of this recession, if we're going to create the millions of jobs that we desperately need, we need real Wall Street reform. I mean, right now, a lot of people don't know this. You have six financial institutions, the largest six banks in the country, who control 60% of the assets of the United States of America. After we bail them out because they were too big to fail, three out of the four largest financial institutions actually became bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are going to create a situation where capital is going to flow into the productive economy, into manufacturing, into rebuilding our infrastructure, into transforming our energy system, rather than continuing the casino-type games that Wall Street is playing right now, we need a lot of pressure on Wall Street. No question about that.
So give me your read in that context about Occupy Wall Street. I mean, I have always had a theory that nothing has ever changed for the better in the history of this world without somebody starting by saying, hey, this is wrong. I don't know how to fix it, but this is wrong. And we just need to keep saying this is wrong until everybody's saying, well, okay, let's get together and fix it.
Absolutely. And focusing attention on Wall Street is exactly the right thing to do. Let me give you just one other example, Keith. In the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill, we managed to get a provision in there which allowed for an audit of the Fed during the Wall Street bailout. What we learned, amazingly enough, is the Fed provided $16 trillion, $16 trillion in low-interest loans to every financial institution in this country and to central banks all over the world and large American corporations. Now, just think about what would happen if the Fed today said, we have to deal with unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make billions of dollars in low-interest loans available to small businesses, to those institutions in America that are actually part of the productive economy, producing products, producing services, and creating jobs. So I think focusing on Wall Street, ending their speculation, demanding that they participate in the productive economy, helping us create the millions of jobs we desperately need, breaking up these behemoths which are strangling our economy is exactly the kind of attention that we need to be focusing on.
All right. Well, those folks who have been out there now for more than a week and a half sometimes, I think, must feel like they're on the moon in terms of the media attention they're beginning to get it. But in terms of people taking it seriously, I'm not sure that the mainstream of the country is yet. You're a respected figure in the United States Senate, which is a rare thing. What would your message be to them directly who are out there right now involved in Occupy Wall Street?
My message is reach out to working people, reach out to the unions, reach out to the middle class, bring people together demanding real Wall Street reform so that the function of Wall Street is to provide capital to the productive economy, create jobs that we desperately need, rather than continue to engage in speculation and casino-type activities, i.e. real Wall Street reform.
Last point, there's an Occupy protest scheduled for the 6th of next month in Washington. Do you welcome them coming to the Capitol? Would you attend? I mean, they've already asked me. I'm sure they'd rather have you.
Any attention that we can pay to the greed, recklessness and illegal behavior on Wall Street, or to what the Fed is not doing, I think is deserved attention. So I will, you know, see if I can be there, but I think focusing attention on this issue is enormously important.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, one of the few people in office to say anything about this subject, and saying it wonderfully as always.
And that was Keith Olbermann interviewing Bernie Sanders last night on his show Countdown on Current TV. One of the factoids that Bernie tweeted this morning was between 1980 and 2005, 80% of all new income created in this country went to the top 1%. And he also had at the end the hashtag Occupy Wall Street. So Bernie's standing in solidarity with the folks all over the United States for Occupy Wall Street today as well. There's quite a bit of activity on Twitter today. If you go to the hashtag Occupy Wall Street, with Wall Street spelled completely out, there's new tweets showing up every minute. It's really kind of interesting. Adbusters, which was one of the original founders of this movement, is tweeting too. It says right now, Occupy Wall Street, hashtag Occupy Wall Street is most searched term on the NewYorkTimes.com in the last week, which I find incredibly interesting because they're not talking a whole bunch about it unless it's about Inspector Bologna. So We Are the 99%. That's a great site, too. It's if you want to read stories from people that are there at Wall Street, they've got their stories up on that site. They're really heart-wrenching if you read most of them. They're all sad as hell. There's one right now that a girl, her dad passed away 3 years ago, and her mother, who's worked at the same job for 7 years, only makes $10 an hour, and once dad passed, they lost their home. And that's just one of the hundreds and hundreds of stories that you'll find on wearethe99percent.tumblr.com. Once again, this is Here Be Monsters. My name is Dusty. I'm sitting in for Gwen this morning. Our show is being supported by Roundtree 7, the number 7.com. And we're also taking live phone call-ins today if anybody wants to give us a call. We're going to be on radio for at least another half hour. The Occupy Wall Street actual Twitter feed itself is constantly putting up information. Earlier today, I read their release this morning of their statement of principles. It's like I said, it's on the website, the NYC General Assembly, and that's the official website of the General Assembly at hashtag Occupy Wall Street. And people have been saying that they don't stand, that their goals are unclear and what they stand for is unclear. They finally have all that information up there so people can't, at least if anybody takes the time to read it, they're going to realize that these guys are doing what they can. And they're all speaking in one voice on certain subjects and issues that are near and dear to the 99% of us who aren't making millions of dollars a year. They're, of course, at Liberty, what they call Liberty Plaza. Their website also, for those of you who are back there in New York, they also have a map. So you can, they also tell you where the subways are to get to it. It's all pretty well organized as far as what you're going to, how to get there and what to expect. The whole Twitter feed is, thank goodness for social media, the whole Twitter feed will give you a lot of information for all the various websites for the Occupy movements in San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego for those of us on the left coast, and all the ones happening between the left coast and the east coast. And there's incredibly, you know, hundreds, not hundreds, but tens and tens of them. They're all over the United States. So I'm hoping that our listeners will support those different chapters that are springing up all over and show up this weekend. A lot of it's starting today. I know in L.A. it is, and L.A. has been having their General Assembly meetings every single night. It's on their website, Occupy L.A. So I'm hoping that you guys will get active and go out there and support your support the movement that's as close to your house as possible. The whole thing I find kind of interesting is how people from outside the United States are getting information on this. I write about it on my own blog, leftwingnutjob.net, and I've had a few comments on there from, like, one was from Denmark, and I have a live feed up that you can get from livestream.com/globalrevolution. They're constantly 24/7 have the Occupy Wall Street up, because they actually have camera crews there 24/7, and it's a good place to see what's going on any time of the day or night. And believe me, there's something going on, because even when I get up in the middle of the night, if I can't sleep because my back's killing me, I'll get up and see what's going on there. And they're having discussions and group meetings and the whole nine yards. So there's lots of information to be had out there if you're going to if you're interested in it and you want to take part in it. Like I said, they even have directions on how to get to Liberty Plaza. And on Facebook, each one of the groups have their own websites. I mean, have their own Facebook groups too as well, which are really great. You can go to those for information and for directions on when they're going to have their occupations in all the various cities across the United States. That's something that we all need to pay attention to. I'm kind of running out of things to say. I'm not used to doing this. But once again, we're standing in solidarity. Gwen's going to be broadcasting every single day as long as there are people occupying Liberty Plaza in New York City. So I'm just helping her out today and taking the mic for at least another 24 minutes. We also have a Journey with Roundtree 7, which is on Facebook. We have open enrollment to that. You can join that group, and we have a lot of information that we post up there as well about the different movements. And like Roundtree 7 always does say, the website roundtree7.com. That's a site for social consciousness. We're trying to get information out there to the people. And I think Roundtree 7 does a pretty damn good job of it. They also have the live feed of the Wall Street protest too. That's provided, like I said, by livestream.com/globalrevolution. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and play Sank's piece on the Calvary's coming. I'm going to play that again in case people miss it, because I played that at the beginning of the show.
I have good news for you all. Occupy Wall Street. The cavalry is coming. I'm actually very excited by this, as you can tell. The Transit Workers Union Local 100's Executive Committee has decided unanimously they will be supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement. Here come the unions. But they're not the only ones. Are you ready for this? A union-backed organization that has a coalition of the different unions in New York is planning a rally on October 5th to help the Occupy Wall Street movement. Furthermore, the SEIU 32BJ, which represents doormen, security guards, maintenance workers, are planning an October 12th rally to support Occupy Wall Street. Here comes the cavalry! Look, the reason I love this, among others, is that when they began, no one believed, especially in the mainstream media. A bunch of kids going to protest Wall Street. All my rich friends say they love Wall Street. Why would anybody want to join them? Well, that's because the rest of the country knows that Wall Street robbed us. And if you stuck in there and you stuck to your guns and your principles, and, you know, through literally rain and sleet, etc., you hung in there, at some point people turn around and go, you know what, those guys are right. And we got to go back them up. It gets better. Right now, the Postal Workers Union, the New York Metro Area Postal Union, and SEIU 1199 are also considering joining the movement. Part of the reason for that is that the postal workers are having trouble on their own. They were doing a rally, and here comes 100 protesters from the Occupy Wall Street movement, etc., that come and join the protest, and they come with drums. They're like, here we go. Let's get it on. There you go. Here we go. Here we go. Bring it, right? And you know what? The postal workers were like, hey, you know what? We needed that help, man. And it turns out these guys are on our side. Yes, exactly. Here's a union official, Michael Kink. He says, quote, their fight is our fight. They've chosen the right targets. We also want to see a society where folks other than the top 1% have a chance to say how things go. And you know what? That really does sum it up, because this is all of our fights. This isn't just a bunch of, you know, young guys who got together and are mad at Wall Street. You think they're the only ones? The people in New York and Washington that are in power have vastly underestimated, honestly, the intelligence of the rest of us, where they think, oh, they won't figure out that Wall Street totally got rich as they destroyed the economy, and that they have record bonuses right now and record profits and record cash reserves, as we have over 9% unemployment, as we lost how many millions of jobs? 11 million jobs by the last count, as we're getting devastated, and they keep doing cuts on us, and they keep giving billions and trillions to the bankers, that we wouldn't notice, that we wouldn't be angry at Wall Street, who, by the way, bought all of our politicians. Well, you were wrong. We did notice. And that rally started, and in the beginning it was small, but it grows larger. I love it.
I saw Cowboys vs. Aliens before I saw this, and I was like, well, it was okay. It wasn't loathsome. It was, whatever. And then I saw Attack the Block, and I thought, fuck Cowboys vs. Aliens. That movie is bullshit. This is how you do it.
There's your blurb. Then.
Therefore, can
I should have cut that off a little bit earlier than I did. Sorry about that. But anyway, I was sitting here looking through the Twitter hashtag Occupy Wall Street. Good old Time magazine's trying to jump on the bandwagon. God bless their little black souls. They, of course, have an article up. It's not about bleeding, but it's about the hip-hop legends that are going to be there. And, you know, famous people. That's another one of the other reasons that the media will follow it. According to NPR, why they didn't follow it from the beginning, because there were no celebrities there and there wasn't any violence. Now they have celebrities and violence. Even the New York Times, the magazine, Time magazine, is following it. And they have an article up called Occupy Wall Street Protests Get Support from Labor Groups and Hip-Hop Legends. Well, bless their little hearts. And it goes on to tell you who all is going to be there. They even got video up. They must have actually sent somebody to finally get a video feed of what's going on there. And they tell you what they saw and how they view what's happening there. And the various people that are, celebrities that are showing up, they don't really, as I'm looking through the article, I don't really see where they're saying much about what their goals are and what it is that they're fighting for. They're pretty much just talking about who all is going to be there and who's, and who's famous. That's the only reason you can get the big-time corporate media to pay attention anymore, is if somebody famous is going to be there. And we're not famous here at Here Be Monsters, but we're still going to be on the air every single day promoting the Occupy movement that's moving from New York all the way across the United States. So I just thought I would drop all that in there on you. If you need some more websites, again, like I said, there's OccupyTogether.org, which will give you every single event in any part of the United States. You just click on hover over the events tag, and it has it split out by the Midwest, the Northeast, the Southeast, the Southwest, the West, even the international groups now that have sprung up. There's Occupy Brisbane, Occupy Finland, and if you click on each one of those, it will take you to their specific websites. They're all set up the same so that the cohesion is there. It's not like each website is set up totally different. Each website is set up from the ones I've been looking at anyway. The Occupy Brisbane one, I'm clicking on that one. It's the same template as for the OccupyTogether.org one. And it says that Occupy Brisbane is now organizing on Facebook, and it gives you their Facebook page. If you take one in the Southwest, let's see what Occupy Albuquerque's page looks like. They've already got a time and a date up there. It says time, Saturday, October 1st, between 11 and 5. It gives their location. And then it also gives their Facebook page. So everybody, and then it tells you their Twitter site too. So OccupyTogether.org is the place to go if you really want to take part in this and support it by joining something that's close to your where you live. And I don't see how there's not too many places that doesn't seem like there's something within, you know, I don't know, 50 miles, 100 miles. They've got Occupy Kansas City, Occupy OKC, Occupy St. Louis, Occupy Tulsa. So there's no excuse to not get out there and do something if you, you know, instead of sitting on your asses, get out there and support the movement. And the more people that support it, the more people that get out there, the more the media can't ignore us, the corporate media I'm talking about, because the alternative media is paying attention to us in droves. I love the fact that, you know, if you give out the local alternative media in New York City has constantly got articles up. The Gothamist is really good, and that's Gothamist.com. And the independent media site in New York, website is independent.org, and that's INDYPEND like dog, ENT.org. Those are both great sites for good write-ups about what's going on. They have one up there this morning on the Independent that's called the Granny Peace Brigade is part of the 99%, and that's a good read. These are women who were protesting, like me, who protested the Vietnam War and fought for civil rights in the South. You know, they're showing up to Occupy Wall Street, and Michael Moore has been there, of course. He gave what I consider to be a very stirring talk the other night. What was interesting was Democracy Now! Devoted an entire hour to interviewing Michael Moore. Amy Goodman did. And one of the best quotes that I put it on my blog was from Michael Moore is the following. He said, Amy asked him, well, what do you think is the next step the protesters need to get Washington and Wall Street to listen to make real change? And the following is Michael Moore's response. Michael said, they don't need to worry about a next step. It's already happening. This is something that has sort of sprung up. There is no group, organized group, no dues-paying, members-only organization behind this. This is literally an uprising of people who have had it. And it has already started to spread across the country and in other cities. And it will continue to spread. It has to start somewhere. It started here with a few hundred. It will grow and really already has grown here to a few thousand. And it will be tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands of people, because what I was in them, when I was in them the other night, the great thing about what they are doing, and a great in the sense that their work ahead is not as difficult as other movements in the past. When the women's liberation movement began, when people began protesting against the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, there's no way that they're going to have to get over all the hurdles that we had to in the 60s and the 70s. And he goes on to say, at the beginning of those movements, the majority of the country was not with them, did not believe the basic principles of any of their philosophies. That's not true right now. The majority of Americans are really upset at Wall Street. Millions of Americans have lost their homes or are facing foreclosure right now. 50 million do not have health insurance. 14 million are officially unemployed, and it's probably well up into the 20 million plus range of people that are actually unemployed. So you already have got an army of Americans who are just waiting for somebody to do something, and that something has started. So I really find that quite a moving, stirring set of values and principles set out by Michael Moore when he was speaking to Amy Goodman on democracynow.org the other night. And you can listen or watch that interview, hour-long interview with him live on their website. I was going to go ahead and play another clip. This one here is Matt Taibbi. He was speaking to Keith Olbermann the other night on the same subject of occupying Wall Street. Here's Matt Taibbi and Keith Olbermann.
what is seldom known, and to the credit of this network, was begun to be reported on here on Vanguard in 2006, mm-hmm. was that those Tahrir Square demonstrations started with 50, 60 people just saying, we want things to be better.
Right.
So is there in fact some reason for them to believe that this is the root of something? Has the last week and a half suggested that they actually grew something there in that time?
You know what? I think so. I mean, I thought about this a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, you know, it's not 100,000 extremely desperate people chewing through brick walls with their teeth. You know, it's 1,000 college students having a sleep-in right now. But the reality is that there's a lot of real anger out there, and their movement is growing organically. I think just because people know that there's something to protest now, and they're coming out, and all these people are distressed, and there is enough real distress and desperation out there that this could transform into a real movement where there's enough really angry people to scare people in power.
And of all people, you would know that they didn't just pick something at random, like saying, we don't like cobblestone streets downtown, that's the cause of every American problem. There is so much wrong with Wall Street, and as you wrote, any movement against Wall Street corruption will have to involve some very elaborate organization.
Right.
Is this something that could conceivably grow into that, or merely an inspiration for something else that might grow into
that? Well, I think that what this could do is that it could provide the political support for those activists who are trying to change very specific mm-hmm. things about how Wall Street operates. Obviously, this is a crowd that doesn't know a whole lot about how, for instance, the derivatives market works. But there's enough anger out there that people who are trying to reform the derivatives market could point and say, look, there are protests out there. We need to do something because the public won't take it anymore.
I don't want to pat everybody on the back here too much, but we were essentially the first people to do this on national television at any length in the context of a news program. And it seems to have been some pickup. Well, what are people covering, and you know, is the message being delivered by the media? Is it being thwarted by the media? Do you have any perception of that?
You know, I covered a lot of Tea Party events in the early going, and I, you know, it seems like every time there was a decent-sized event, there were always live trucks everywhere. And,
loud cough.
Exactly. And this one, you know, there are a few reporters. There's a setup there for the media, but it's not anywhere near the numbers you saw on the other side.
You made the reference, I've done it before, you're the expert on it, not me. If those were Tea Party protesters in Wall Street for the last week and a half, complaining about welfare, complaining about stimulus packages, demanding the ouster of Ben Bernanke, what kind of coverage would that get, do you think?
I think it would get a lot of coverage, but interestingly, there are some Tea Partiers there. I mean, there are Ron Paul supporters there in some numbers, and you know they're being ignored too, so I think that's worth pointing out.
Maybe there just aren't enough funny hats.
All righty, that was Matt TV talking to Keith Olbermann on Countdown the other night. Some people are wanting to give money. When you go to the OccupyTogether.org site, on their the top article that they have there it says there's an important note. Occupy Together will never ask for any monetary donations. We suggest that if you want to donate monetarily, that you visit this site, and it gives you a link to help those who are currently occupying Wall Street. The site is nycga.cc/donate. And that's if you want to give money instead of just giving them, you live in the New York City area and want to send them goods. And then it opens up a page to the NYC General Assembly site, and it says you can enter your amount you would like to donate there. So if there's other places that are asking for money and saying that it's going to the Occupy Wall Street group, I'd be kind of leery of those, because this is supposedly the only true site to give actual money. You put in the amount and you hit a click button, and it says you'll be taken to another site and asked to confirm all donations through here are tax deductible. So if you do give them money, you can take it off your taxes when you pay them next year, next year, because we all know the corporations don't pay their share, and neither do the rich folks. They all get lots of write-offs. So this is a write-off that you can actually get as part of the 99%ers. We've got about another 6 minutes left on the show. I'm having a really hard time sitting here since I had my recent back surgery. But I just wanted to get out the donate information, at least for donating money, because I know some people have asked about that. So you go to the OccupyTogether.org site, and their first blurb that they have up there is a general explanation, and at the very bottom of it in red is a link that you will click to go give money directly to the New York City Occupy Wall Streeters. If you want to donate money to your own local Occupy group, then you can go also on the OccupyTogether.org site. And like I said, it's very well organized. It has all the different groups that are you will click on each specific region under events. It gives you it's split out by Midwest, Northeast, Southeast, Southwest, West, and International. And it all comes out from each one of those different sections. And I'm sure if you want to donate money specifically to groups in your area that you'll be able to get information there. So the best site that I can find online to get information and money to these groups is the OccupyTogether.org site. And I'm still following Twitter. There's still a ton of tweets coming up under the hashtag OccupyWallStreet with Wall Street spelled out. New ones appearing every other second on there. I haven't really seen any negative ones yet. A lot of people are linking to articles. If you want to read about it, it says, like, here's one that says Occupy Madison showing solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, and it gives the Occupy Madison's Facebook page. So if you're a real Twitter freak, Twitter's a great place for you to get information. If you're on Facebook, you can go there and get it. Occupy Together gives you information on how to get to the Facebook pages on different for the different sites. There's lots of ways to get the information out there. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Like I said, to give money, go directly to the OccupyTogether.org site and follow their links to give to the group in Wall Street. Anyway, this is Dusty. I write at Roundtree7, the number 7.com, and they're the sponsors of our show today. Gwen Berry is the host of this show. And she asked me to sit in for her today, and I told her I would take care of that. I'm going to be signing off here in the next couple of minutes, but Gwen will be back tomorrow morning or have another new host. She's been real good about staying online every single day as long as they're occupying Wall Street, and she has sworn that she's going to do that. So listen in every day. I don't know if she's going to do it at 8 a.m. I think it is 8 a.m. every single morning, left coast time. It would be 11 a.m. East Coast time. And so I'm going to go ahead and sign us out here with For What It's Worth, a Buffalo Springfield song. Y'all have a good day and tune in tomorrow. Once again, this is Here Be Monsters, Occupy USA.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life is it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.